The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's jump right in with this one from Family Circle. Getting back to sleep. It's 3 a.m. You've just escaped the clutches of kidnappers. Remind yourself it was only a dream, then follow our doctor's suggestions. First, breathe easy. Inhale as you count to four. Hold it for a count of six and then exhale to a count of seven, suggests Prius. Repeat for a minute or so to lower your heart rate and induce relaxation. Then distract yourself. Visualize doing a favorite activity step by step, like playing a round of golf or baking a loaf of your special pumpkin bread. Rarely will you get past the fourth hole or put the bread in the oven. Shuffle your thoughts. As you drift off, your train of thought naturally goes off the tracks. Winter says you can mimic this process to derail your worries. Think of something random that starts with the letter A, like apple, and visualize it for a few seconds. Move on to an unconnected B, like boat, and then C, like cat. It's unlikely you'll get all the way to Z. Get up. If your mind is revving, leave your bed and read for 5 or 10 minutes. Skip how to get along with difficult people or preventing World War III. We suggest light fiction instead of nonfiction, which may stir up daytime concerns. Use a small book light rather than a glaring overhead one. And as soon as those eyelids droop, get back under the covers. From the Good Housekeeping Institute, we've got ways to improve the air quality of your home. And first they recommend swap the duster for a microfiber cloth. Instead of sending particles into the air with a feather duster, choose a microfiber cloth like our Lab Go 2 e-cloth. Its ultra-fine fibers trap and hold dirt. Other dynamic dusters include the SealStar Winter Swiffer disposable cloths and dusters, which use an electrostatic charge to capture particles. Lose the laminate. Installing new floors, opt for pre-finished solid wood or tile. Laminate is a potential source of formaldehyde, which may increase cancer risk if a person is exposed to very high levels and other volatile organic compounds, also known as VOCs, all of which off gas, that's kind of an odd way to put it, and can irritate airways and increase allergy symptoms. Choose spray bottles. Some aerosol cleaners, personal care products, and deodorizers use VOCs like butane, propane, and isopane as propellants to release what's inside. If you're concerned, skip aerosols in favor of pump and trigger sprays, or opt for an alternate form like a solid or a roll-on. For more specific info about ingredients, check company websites or resources like Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep, ewg.org/skindeep, and UL's Healthy Product Scoring Tool, goodguide.com, which rates ingredients by their health hazards. Rethink your vacuum. Buy one that's sealed and has a bag. They're best at trapping dust instead of sending it back into the air. Look for one with a high-efficiency particulate air filter, that's a HEPA filter, to remove at least 99.97% of ultra-small particles that can cause health problems. Our cleaning lab likes ones from Good Housekeeping Seal Star Miele, M-I-E-L-E. In tests, the vacuums clean like a dream and capture dust and dirt particles. They recommend the Miele Fresh Air Upright Vacuum Cleaner, $549, from MieleUSA.com. Clear the air literally. Nab dust, pollen, and smoke from cooking or candles with an air purifier that has an AHAM verified mark from the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. Also, make sure it has the right clean air delivery rate, or CADR, for your room size. Most list square footage on packaging or the website. Our engineers like the Blue by Blue Air, shown here, product line, which draws in air from all sides. Each is easy to set up, place in the room, plug in, and switch it on. It comes with blue and dark gray pre-filters, but you can buy yellow, pink, or light gray ones. This Blue Air Blue 411 is available for $100 at blueair.com. Adopt hardworking houseplants. Certain plants are champs at filtering formaldehyde and VOCs from the air, says Bill Wolverton, Ph.D., who has studied plant filtration for NASA. The mother of all fresh air plants, the golden pothos, P-O-T-H-O-S, which thrives indoors, in a hanging basket, in a pot, or on a trellis. Go even greener by growing plants in pebbles or using a hydroculture method, which increases airflow to the roots and results in up to 50% more formaldehyde reduction than from potted plants, says Wolverton. Super air-filtering plants that are hydro-friendly include palms, rubber plants, peace lilies, and ali, that's A-L-I-I, ficuses. They all grow well in soil, too. The GH Lab pick is Delray Plants Golden Pothos, $18 for a 6-inch pot, available at Home Depot. Open a window. Sure, you don't want your heating or cooling bill to go through the roof, but keeping your home airtight can lock in irritants, says Good Housekeeping Cleaning Lab Director Carolyn Forte. To help, open windows on nice days. Crack one as you make dinner to dilute cooking pollutants and create a stronger cross draft by opening windows on opposite sides of the room. Seal off allergens. The right mattress and pillow covers not only prevent dust, pollen, pet dander, and mites from settling into bedding, but also keep anything already trapped there from escaping back into the air. Good Housekeeping Seal Star would be Allerese Maximum Pillow Protectors from $8 and Mattress Protectors from $30 at Aller, Aller-Ease.com. Try a scent-free detergent. Your clean laundry may have a dirty little secret. A University of Melbourne researcher studied chemicals coming out of a dryer vent after clothes were cleaned with fragranced deodorant, detergent, and dryer sheets, and found dozens of VOCs, including hazardous pollutants. If anyone in the family is sensitive to scent, consider a product without fragrance, such as Tide Free and Gentle, $11 for the 100-ounce bottle at Tide.com. Monitor humidity. Mold thrives in damp basements and bathrooms and can trigger breathing issues. Avoid problems by running the fan or opening a window when showering and watching your home's humidity. 30 to 40% is ideal. If it's over 40%, consider a dehumidifier, says Jen King of the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy. The Good Housekeeping Lab pick, Frigidaire 70-pint capacity dehumidifier, available for $319, Frigidaire.com. Avoid flame retardants. Potentially dangerous chemicals in some flame retardants used in upholstered furniture end up in household dust. Exposure to these chemicals can lead to infertility and to lower IQ in kids. The good news, California's 2014 law made it easier for non-treated foam to meet flammability requirements, and many manufacturers no longer use chemicals. The best way to protect yourself? Check the label to confirm that new pieces don't contain flame retardants, and be sure not to let dust build up. Cook up a home fragrance. Some scented products contain chemicals that can cause or aggravate asthma and allergies, says Bill Peace, Ph.D., chief scientist at UL. For a natural home care, lab-approved alternative, turn to your spice rack or herb garden. Simmer citrus peels and cinnamon on the stove, or arrange fresh herbs such as mint, rosemary, and lavender in vases. And last, get your home tested for radon. Nearly one in every 15 homes in the U.S. is estimated to have elevated radon levels, says the EPA. Radon, a naturally occurring invisible and odorless radioactive gas, the leading cause of cancer in non-smokers, travels up through the ground soil into your home's air. It's not always limited to any particular geographic area, so even if your neighbor's radon level is low, that doesn't mean your home is clear. And I have found that out for myself. My home had to be treated for radon, and the homes on either side are okay. All homes should be tested for radon at least once. You can purchase a testing kit online or at a home improvement store. Short-term ones start at $10. Or hire a certified radon professional to administer the test. From Better Homes and Gardens, edibles, the veggie growing trend just keeps, well, growing. Beginners, take note of these quick tips. Full sun is key. Most veggies need 8 to 10 hours per day. In areas with compacted or poor soil, a raised bed filled with quality soil improves drainage and yield. Add trellises to use vertical space for climbers such as Malabar spinach. And herbs are great veggie minglers and add texture and fragrance to those gardening beds. From Real Simple, they road tested frozen pizza. We tried more than 70 frozen pies to find the best slices. These will make you think you're at your local pizza joint. First, best pepperoni pizza, Freshetta, naturally rising crust pepperoni. The pepperoni has a mildly spicy kick that melds deliciously with the mozzarella and provolone cheeses. The crust rises as it bakes for a fluffy yet crispy bite. Bonus, it's preservative-free. To buy, it's from $7 for 27 and some ounces pizza at grocery stores. The best vegetable pizza. Whole Foods Market, marinated grilled vegetables on wheat flour crust. Boy, that sounds healthy. This wood-fired pizza is fully loaded with broccoli, asparagus, grilled eggplant, peppers, and zucchini. With a smoky touch from the cheese, each bite had us wanting more. To buy, $6 for 13.4-ounce pizza at grocery stores. Best margarita pizza is Amy's Margarita Pizza. The classic combination of slow-simmered tomato sauce, mozzarella, and basil on this crispy, thinner crust pie tastes incredibly fresh. This is $9 for a 13-ouncer at grocery stores. Best Supreme Pizza, Newman's Own Supreme Thin and Crispy Pizza. An earthy, multigrain base stands up to a scrumptious combo of Italian sausage, uncured pepperoni, sliced onion, and bell peppers in every color. To buy, $6.50 for a 17-ouncer at grocery stores. Best Vegan Pizza, Daya, that's D-A-I-Y-A, Pepperoni Style Pizza. The pepperoni is made of mushrooms and pea protein, and generous layer of melty non-dairy cheese and meat and cheese lover had meat and cheese lovers fooled. To buy, $10 for a 16.7-ounce pie at grocery stores. And the best gluten-free pizza, California Pizza Kitchen Gluten-Free Barbecue Chicken. It's hard to tell the crispy crust is gluten-free, which gives it an A-plus in our book. The sweet sauce, smoked gouda, and grilled chicken get high marks, too. It's $8 for a 10.7-ounce pizza, available at grocery stores. From Good Housekeeping, for your bookshelf, Goodreads. Cue up your book group. First, there's a dating detox called Love Rules by Joanna Coles, C-O-L-E-S. This smart guide from the former editor of Cosmopolitan offers any age tips on navigating digital relationships with an emphasis on banishing junk love from your life. You'll quickly see why Coles is the inspiration for the Bold Type TV show. Then there's some everyday insight. The book You Think It, I'll Say It by Curtis Sittenfeld, S-I-T-T-E-N-F-E-L-D. Sittenfeld, the best-selling author of Prep and Eligible, delivers 10 short stories that neatly skewer the insanities of modern life. With her trademark wit, she creates characters and situations you won't soon forget. Then, from the Horror House, the book The New Neighbors by Simon Lelick, L-E-L-I-C. Londoners Jack and Sid have lucked into their dream home, or have they? When a neighbor is killed, secrets surface. Told through alternating diary entries, this twisty tale steadily builds suspense. So don't read it before bed. Got to tie these articles together. From Better Homes and Gardens, this is Better, your guide to a happy, healthy life. 50%, that's how much more you eat when you think of food as a snack instead of a meal. Instead of grazing on those crackers and cheese, prepare yourself a plate and sit down at the table to eat. People who eat spicy foods regularly get about 969 milligrams less sodium a day. A low-salt diet is associated with lower blood pressure. Spices may trick your taste buds into needing less salt. Have you been screened for colorectal cancer? Cases in people over 50 have dropped 32% due to early detection of issues like polyps. A colonoscopy at age 50 is the gold standard, but ask about less invasive tests. And a reminder, at least once a month, you should save important documents and photos from all your devices on an external hard drive or online drive, such as Dropbox, OneDrive, or Google Drive. Garden for good health. Working in the dirt cultivates big benefits for your mind and body. 27% is the amount gardening can lower your risk of heart attack or stroke. 11 pounds. Gardeners are roughly this much lighter than those who don't dig in. And 50%. Cut your risk of Alzheimer's disease in half by gardening regularly. From Good Housekeeping. Win the pet storage wars. Our furry friends need a lot of stuff. Sorted in style with these orderly home hacks. First, ready your entryway. Establish which door your pet exits and enters through for walks and create a command center there. Have a designated bin or hook right near there that for leashes, waste bags, coats, and whatever else you might bring on walks, says professional organizer Kate Powellowski of Dunn & Dunn Home. You'll also want to keep a towel handy in the area to wipe muddy paws from your dog's return. Upon your dog's return. They like the Soggy Doggy Microfiber Super Chamois. This is available for $20 from Chewy.com. Tame the toys. Pets are just like kids. They leave their toys everywhere. Gather cat or dog toys in a cute receptacle placed in a room where your pet loves to play so you won't have to see them strewn about the house. Polowski suggests a bin with a lid, like the Navy Poppin' Mini Box seat, $40 from the Container Store, so that once you put the toys away, your pet can't just walk over and pull them all out again. But wait, isn't that the point? Store food smarter. A big half-open bag of kibble or cat chow isn't just an eyesore, it's also a pest and rodent magnet. An airtight bin is essential. We like the Iris Airtight Food Storage Container, $30 from Amazon. It'll keep food fresh and ensure that your pet doesn't sneak an extra snack that could make him sick. Dress it up by stashing that bin inside a nice wicker hamper, suggests Polowski. She also recommends setting up a food station with a rubber or silicone mat under food bowls to prevent spillover, or an all-in-one product like the Messy Mutts Double Silicone Dog Feeder, $25 at the Container Store. And create caddies. Buy a couple of shower caddies, like the Room Essentials Plastic Shower Caddy for $5 from Target, and group the rest of the pet products by category. We suggest grooming and cleaning. Then at bath time, or if you have an emergency pee stain, just grab it and go. And on to the recipes. From Better Homes and Gardens, we've got some fast and fresh, easy, delicious recipes for a better dinner tonight. First, squash and curried noodle soup. The addition of turmeric, also found in curry powder, imparts a pungent flavor and vibrant yellow color to the broth. Total time on this one, 30 minutes. You need a butternut squash, 2 pounds, peeled and cut into 1-inch cubes, approximately 5 cups. Lo mein noodles, 8 ounces. 1.5 teaspoons curry powder. 1/2 teaspoon ground turmeric. 4 cups reduced sodium or vegetable broth. Reduced sodium, it could be chicken broth or vegetable broth. 1 13 to 14 ounce can unsweetened coconut milk. A 6 ounce package of baby spinach. And 2 limes. Bring a large pot of salted water to boiling. Add butternut squash. Reduce heat to medium. Simmer covered 5 minutes. Add noodles. Simmer uncovered 4 to 6 minutes or until the noodles are al dente. Drain and set aside. In the same pot, heat 1 tablespoon vegetable oil over medium-high heat. Add the spices. Cook and stir 1 minute. Carefully add the broth and the coconut milk. Bring to boiling. Stir in the cooked noodles and the squash. Return to boiling. Stir in spinach. Season to taste with salt. Remove the pot from the heat. Stir in the juice of 1 lime. Cut remaining lime into wedges to serve with the soup. Make 6 servings. And a variation, if you want to turn up the heat, you can do that with a little bit of crushed red pepper. And our other healthy meal, roasted salmon and green beans. Cooked salmon separates from its skin easily. To serve without the skin, hold down the skin with a spatula while lifting the fillet with another one. Hands-on time, 15 minutes, total time, 30. So you need 4 to 6 ounce salmon fillets with four to six ounce salmon fillets with skin. There, I got it. 1 small minced shallot, about 2 tablespoons. 1 large zested and halved lemon. 3/4 pound green beans, trimmed. 1/2 cup loosely packed basil leaves, chopped. Preheat your oven to 375. Place the salmon skin side down in a shallow baking pan. In a small bowl, combine shallot, lemon zest, and 1/2 teaspoon salt. Stir in 6 tablespoons olive oil. Stir a spoon about 2 tablespoons of the mixture over top of each fillet. Set the remaining mixture aside. Roast salmon 10 to 15 minutes or until the fish flakes when tested with a fork. Meanwhile, steam the green beans 5 minutes or until crisp tender. Transfer to a platter. Toss with reserved shallot mixture and 1/2 the basil. Season to taste with salt. Remove skin from the salmon and place the fillets on top of the green beans. Squeeze lemon over the top and then top with remaining basil. It makes 4 servings. It does look quite healthy and delicious. From Family Circle, we've got some side dishes. Green beans with bacon. This makes 12 servings. So if you're having company, this is a goodie. Prep time's 20 minutes, cooking 18. Bring a large pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Add 2 pounds trimmed fresh green beans and return to a boil. Cook 3 to 4 minutes and drain. Cook 8 slices bacon in a skillet until browned and crisp, about 5 minutes. Remove bacon to a paper towel-lined plate and pour off all but 2 tablespoons of the drippings. Add 1 cup diced onion to the skillet and sauté until softened, 5 minutes. Crumble bacon and add to the skillet with 1/3 cup cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon fresh ground black pepper. Cook until the mixture is dissolved and bubbly. Cook until the sugar is dissolved and the mixture is bubbly, about 4 minutes. Add green beans, toss to coat, and heat through. How about corn pudding? This makes 12 servings as well. Prep time's 15 minutes, only 5 minutes cooking, and then some baking. Coat a 2-quart baking dish with cooking spray. Cook 6 slices bacon in a skillet until crisp, about 5 minutes. I'm sorry. Transfer to a paper towel-lined plate, then crumble. In a large bowl, whisk 4 large eggs, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon cayenne pepper. Stir in crumbled bacon, 4 trimmed and chopped scallions, 1 drained can, that's 15 1/4 ounces, whole corn kernels, and 1 can, 14 3/4 ounces, creamed corn. Pour into a prepared pan, and top with 1/2 cup shredded sharp cheddar cheese. Bake at 350 until golden and a knife inserted in the top comes out clean, about 50 minutes. Let stand 10 minutes before serving. Roasted carrots and potatoes. This makes 6 servings, prep time's 10 minutes, and then roasting time. In a large bowl, toss 3/4 pounds halved small red potatoes and 1.5 pounds 3-inch pieces of peeled carrots with 3 tablespoons olive oil. Add a tablespoon honey, a teaspoon lemon zest, 1/2 teaspoon each salt and dried oregano, and 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. Toss to coat. Spread onto a large rimmed baking sheet and roast 400 degrees for 45 minutes or until tender, stirring occasionally. And our last side dish from Family Circle, apple spinach salad. This makes 6 servings, prep time 15 minutes. In a medium bowl, whisk 1/4 cup cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of honey, 1 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground black pepper. While whisking, add 1/2 cup of olive or walnut oil in a thin stream. In a large bowl, toss 10-ounce baby spinach, 3 cored and thinly sliced apples such as Gala, Fuji, and or Honeycrisp, and 12 sliced pitted dates with 1/4 cup dressing. Toss, top with 1/2 cup toasted chopped walnuts, and serve with extra dressing on the side. From Family Circle, grilled chicken pasta. This is 4 servings, prep time 15 minutes, then you've got some cook time and grill time. Here's what you need: 1/2 pound boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 2.5 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 large lemon zested and juiced, 1/2 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1 8.8-ounce box of pappardella, I think that's a pasta, 1/2 pound asparagus cut into 1-inch pieces, 1/2 cup frozen peas, 4 ounces broccolini, broccancini, big difference, those are small mozzarella balls, quartered, 1/4 cup packed basil leaves, torn, and freshly ground black pepper. Heat your grill over medium-high. Pound the chicken to even 1/2-inch thickness. Toss with 1/2 tablespoon oil, 1/8 tablespoon salt, and 1/2 teaspoon lemon zest. Whisk mustard, lemon juice, remaining lemon zest, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Whisk in 1.5 tablespoons of oil. Then grill the chicken, covered, until cooked through 4 to 5 minutes per side. Transfer to a cutting board to rest 5 minutes. Meanwhile, bring a large nonstick pot of lightly salted water to a boil. Add the pasta and cook to al dente about 6 minutes. Slice chicken in 1/2 lengthwise, then thinly slice. Drain the pasta, reserving 1/3 cup of the pasta water. Return pot to heat. Add 1/2 tablespoon oil and asparagus. Cook 1 minute. Add the peas and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Cook 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Add the chicken, pasta, reserved pasta water, dressing, broccancini, basil, and 1/2 teaspoon salt to the pot. Toss to coat. Top with freshly ground black pepper. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. Until next time, if you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.